Okay, so we're getting up to the last paragraph here in the chapter on Emunah, and again, it's been a bit of a journey from what the Chazon Ish started out with, right? Midas Emunah hinetia daka me'adinas hanefesh. It's this very fine character trait, and he spoke about how a person with the right sensitivity sees the world, as he put it, as this chidas stuma. It's this this closed riddle that's so difficult to understand. And then he went through how if you look at the world and you examine it, then step by step, so you'll see the greatness of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He started out with talking about looking at the earth and the vistas and the horizons and all of those things, then moving to the human body and how amazing the human body is and the eye and the organs, and then how the digestion, everything, how it takes place. Going on to developing of the seichel versus the midos, and he described at great length how there's a relationship between the seichel and between the midos, and how a person who refines his seichel and leaves midos aside is going to be lacking in the seichel as well. And then he talks about how fundamentally there are different character traits. And there is there's a koach of ahava and there's a koach of sinah, and these traits have to really control much of our human interaction, and we have to figure out how to have the proper balance between the two, because they can't both possibly function at the same time. So now it gets to the last paragraph, and again, so what all this exactly has to do with emunah? Again, we can see how it's connected. Wasn't 100% clear, but hopefully in the last paragraph he'll bring it all back together. So he writes, "Umanich bad zeho ish," and how honorable is this person? Asher ba'avodoso ha'masmedas also biyodolik bo resin apimidos hagasos edyon livlom. Says how a person through constant work and constant effort has managed to restrain the more unrefined tendencies that he has. And now he's gotten to the point, ein kas, there's no anger, ein roges, there's no rage, ein sinah, no hatred, ein eva, ein akima, ein atira, no jealousy, no taking anything, holding a grudge, ein shifach ha-kavod, there's no looking for kavod, ein taivla, shashu ha-volim, there's nothing drawing one towards the meaningless pleasures of the world. Right, all the things that we've managed to achieve at the end of 14 paragraphs, not chapters, only in chapter one. But he writes, "Ukeshem shesichlo shelo atzel nachon v'daito das emes." And just as this person is thinking straight, kena dimin shelo machriya tamid es kafu emes. So again, his point is that, again, and he focused on this earlier also, is that the goal is to be in control. And the key to being in control is not just doing good things, but also this power of the sur meira, is avoiding the bad and making sure never to harm one another. And if you have that perspective of always looking at trying to do no wrong and trying to work on the koach ha'ava and coming from this perspective, so your mind will become more complete. And if your mind becomes complete in the seichel, then it becomes true in the dimyon as well. And dimyon not meaning really imagination, but more in our irrational thoughts. Meaning, we all have irrational thoughts, as much as irrational as we think we are. We have certain tendencies, and we're drawn towards things. We don't know why we're doing them always. We can't always explain. But we'll be drawn towards things that are more in line with the midos that we have cultivated. The amitas mitziuso yizbarach miskabelas alibo. And among the things that we can't fully appreciate unless we've refined everything is the truth of God's existence. Lilohisus lo pikpok, without any doubt. Ki libo roet tamed birke noga lamala megidre olam. Because his heart is always seeing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything else in the world. If you're constantly looking at through a lens of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all of these things, and there is the Creator who put all this in motion, how unbelievable all these things are, and it's all for a reason. Yimtza pitaron hachido shalom kulo asher hidricha minuchasa lolo hafugos. And with this, you've been able to find the solution to this mystery, to this riddle, which gave him no rest. Right? He describes again the person who had no rest, trying to make sense out of the world around. And he says, and if we spend the time contemplating the world and working on ourselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us insight and allows us he mentioned, I remember one of the prakim, it wasn't that long ago, but he mentioned how our seichel is partly down here, but it's also connected above. So there's a certain amount that we have to do on our own, but there's certainly a certain amount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills in us as well. And it's our job, it's our tafkid to do what it can below. And this is how we do it. We work on refining our personalities. We work on refining our midos, on trying to do no wrong to us, on appreciating the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us. And when we are able to do that, we'll be drawn towards realizing, oh, you know why the world is the way it is, and you know why we are the way that everything is the way it is because there is a God. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created this all for us, and for us to be able to recognize Him. And I think that's why he concludes with four of the animamins. You know there are more than four animamins, right? Okay, good. So, but I think it's not... The four animamins that he focuses on are the ones that relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Meaning some of the animamins, Tchesa Mesim, Mashiach, those don't have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, the Nevuah, those are things, the rules that Hashem put into the world, that's not God's existence per se. Even Schar V'Onesh is how God interacts and rewards us from our perspective. So what are the four? Right, Animami Memuna Shlema Shabori Sbarach Shemo, Humani Gubor L'chol Abruim. Right, there's Hashkacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything and guides everything. V'hu levado, and he alone also osev yasa l'chol masim, created everything. And as we saw earlier, created with that precision. He wants us to be able to appreciate the precision with which he created so we can see Avram Avinu-esque. Right? We can see just by looking out, how can there not be a creator of the world? Animami memun shlema shabor yitzvach shemo, hu yachid, there's only one. V'en yachidus kamo b'shem panim hu levado l'okeinu hayoho v'v'yeh, He was, is, and always will be. Again, the existence of God. He's not physical. We can't even ascribe physical terms to him. There's nothing similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, right, he's first and last. And again, from the beginning of time through the end, he is going to be the only one who is there. So again, I guess in summary, what the Chazon Ish defines as emuna here is the realization and the ability to in a very almost profound and real way be able to sort of realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And again, as much as what he's tried to do is to take it from something that we believe to something that we can try to understand, and they're not the same. It's one thing to fill out, if somebody gave you a piece of paper, okay, these are the animamins, and I can fill out the information and I can say it. But it's another to take the time and sort of contemplate the universe, think about all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, and then use that inspiration to how are we going to live our lives. He put kochos, he put midos into us, he put seichel in us, and he wants us to try to perfect it. And all of that is part of the complicated world that God created, but that's fine that God created a complicated world. We don't always have to understand it. We don't always understand everything God is doing, and that's okay. But the appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the realization that he created it all for us, he wants us to see his hand in all of that, that is enough for the emunah. Bitachon, it's another story. We'll have to, Bezus Hashem, we'll see more about Bitachon. Maybe we'll start Bitachon tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. The Chazon Ish on Bitachon actually has a few ideas that are radically different than Emunah. I don't think was radically different than anything anybody ever thought. His approach to getting there was unique. But in Bitachon, he actually has some more radical ideas that will take us a little bit of time. But Bezus Hashem will be able to see when we hit Perek Beis. Shkoyach.